Today on Press TV, U.S. President Barack Obama is to deliver his second State of the Union address. Obama will reportedly outline his second-term priorities. Many believe that with the U.S. economy now in full-fledged collapse, the speech will focus mostly on the economy and job creation. U.S. police pinned down a man believed to be the fugitive ex-cop wanted for killing three people. Christopher Dorner was caught in a gunfire exchange with police in a mountain cabin near a California ski resort. One police officer was killed and another injured in the firefight. The Syrian president says foreign-backed insurgents are systematically targeting and destroying the country's infrastructure. Bashar Assad says a lot of effort is needed to counter the attempts to destroy Syria. His comments come as the Syrian army continue to fight insurgents across the country. The UN Security Council condemns North Korea for its latest nuclear test and promised action against Pyongyang. This after North Korea confirmed its third successful nuclear test. Pyongyang says the underground experiment was carried out as part of measures to protect its national security against Washington's hostility. Bahrainis take to the streets once again against the rule of the Al Khalifa regime ahead of the second anniversary of the country's popular uprising. Police fired tear gas at protesters marching on the symbolic Pearl Square. The revolution that began in Bahrain on February 14, 2011 has been severely suppressed by the regime. The Iranian foreign minister is in Moscow to attend the 10th Joint Economic Commission meeting between Iran and Russia. Ali Akbar Salehi met with Russia's energy minister ahead of the annual meeting. The two discussed boosting bilateral ties and trade in various fields. French demonstrators gathered outside the National Assembly building to protest a gay marriage bill. The lower house of parliament approved the bill legalizing homosexual marriage and allowing same-sex couples to adopt children. The measure was one of President François Hollande's key election campaign promises. And Vatican says Pope Benedict XVI will bid farewell to followers on February 27th before officially stepping down the next day. The 85-year-old pontiff says old age is preventing him from carrying out his duties. The Pope's resignation has renewed focus on the sex abuse scandal involving Catholic priests. Those are latest here on Press TV.